with CNN. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium. Open year-round, featuring nearly 10,000 animals, admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. A fanfare-style opening to our noon hour of classical music. We heard Polonaise in D from composer Anatoly Leadov. Steven Gunzenhauser conducted the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be with you for classical music as things continue in the afternoon. The Chamber Orchestra of Europe puts in an appearance a bit later on with music by Bach and the Fifth Brandenburg Concerto, along with a fine example of a Hungarian Rhapsody, music for cello and piano by the cellist and composer David Popper, all just ahead. The Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra has another performance for us, conducted by Andras Lenard in this instance, with something by Franz Liszt, who among his other musical accomplishments was a pioneer in the genre of symphonic poems. And we'll listen to one, written in the decade between 1845 and 1854, music that originally began as an overture to a choral cycle known as the Four Elements. We'll enjoy symphonic poem number 3, Le Prélude, on Kansas Public Radio. From Franz Liszt and his third symphonic poem, Le Prélude, performed by the Slovak Philharmonic, conducted by Andras Lenard, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:28 is the time. The Chamber Orchestra of Europe joining us in just about 10 minutes from now for the Fifth Brandenburg Concerto by Bach. That and more is still to come in our afternoon of classical music. Thanks for being with us. Here at the KU campus, 75 degrees. We've gotten a nice break from the summer heat. Temperatures should be around 79 for today, cloudy skies, and a 20% chance of some showers and thunderstorms for our afternoon. Tonight should be partly cloudy and a low of 62. Tomorrow begins as a foggy day, becoming sunny and a high of 82 for Saturday. We just heard music by Franz Liszt, and we'll listen next to music from a cellist and composer who had a great deal to owe to Franz Liszt, the Czech cellist and composer David Popper, who was someone that Liszt had recommended for a teaching position at the conservatory in Budapest. We'll hear cellist Mary Fujiwara and pianist Elaine Plains with David Popper's Hungarian Rhapsody in D, next on KPR. From the Czech cellist and composer David Popper, a Hungarian Rhapsody in D major, played by cellist Mary Fujiwara, joined on piano by Elaine Plains on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:37. At the top of the hour, there'll be news from NPR. More classical music awaits us a bit later on in the afternoon. Coming up in the next hour, we'll have the McAllister Trio for music by Clara Schumann, her piano trio in G minor. That's still to come. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Now you can see video from many of the live performances broadcast by KPR. From our live studio to concert venues through the KPR listening area, you'll find some great music and unforgettable performances. It's free and available anytime at live.kansaspublicradio.org. We're in the company next of the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, enjoying music by Bach. Next on KPR, Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 in D on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 in D by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, today on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 o'clock and almost time for an update of news headlines from NPR, followed by the next hour of music, where we have the McAllister Trio and some of the most famous chamber music from Clara Schumann, her piano trio, the Buffalo Philharmonic as well, and a tone poem called Summer Evening by Zoltan Kodály. More wonderful music is on the way. Thanks for joining us for classical music here on a Friday afternoon. Here at the KU campus, temperatures in the mid-70s. A high of 79 for this afternoon, 20% chance of showers. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 62. Tomorrow, sunny, with a high of 82. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
For decades.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Industrial average is down now 73 points at 41,259. The S&P's risen 8 points and the NASDAQ is up 45 points. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's the English Northern Philharmonia, conducted by David Lloyd-Jones, and music by Frederick Delius, to start things off in the 1 o'clock hour with a scherzo for orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be back with you to enjoy more of the classics. In this 1 o'clock hour, that's going to mean a visit later from the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra and an enchanting tone poem from Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály called Summer Evening. We'll be enjoying that a bit later down the line. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, live in concert and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. We'll proceed with a recording of the McAllister Trio and hear music from the Schumann family. In 1846, Robert Schumann was famously engaged in creating a few different chamber pieces, and at that time, his wife Clara Schumann was involved in some chamber music of her own. That was the year she composed her piano trio in G minor, a great success with the Viennese public. We'll hear it next on Kansas Public Radio. The McAllister Trio and a performance of the Piano Trio in G minor, written in 1846 by Clara Schumann on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you enjoyed that recording. The time is 1:40, 20 minutes until NPR News with an update of headlines, and we're enjoying the classics until 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Of course, at 3 o'clock, we'll bring you All Things Considered, and that lasts until 7 this evening, and at that time, a special treat for you, with the next concert from the BBC Proms, and on tonight's program, the Last and Darkest Symphony by Johannes Brahms. That'll be balanced by an outpouring of joy that is Beethoven's Violin Concerto, featuring soloist Tobias Feldman. That and more is all from the next concert of the BBC Proms, which you'll hear tonight at 7 p.m. here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Bob Schwartz Financial. Kansans helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information available at bobschwartzfinancial.com. On next to some music by Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály. This is an orchestral creation that is very soft, expressive, and flowing in its character. It was conceived in 1906 on summer evenings amid harvested cornfields by the ripples of the Adriatic, a sublime tome poem called Summer Evening by Zoltán Kodály. And here to conduct the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra is conductor Joan Valletta, next on KPR. Composed in 1906, the tone poem Summer Evening from Zoltán Kodály. That recording was of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Joan Valletta, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 2 p.m. and about time for another go-around of NPR News. We have in the next hour for you some greats of the Romantic time, music by Felix Mendelssohn, Robert Schumann, that plus the violin concerto by Alexander Glazunov. There's quite a bit more still to enjoy as classical music continues here on this Friday afternoon, where we have a slight chance of showers. Temperatures expected near 79 today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Tomorrow begins with a foggy morning and becoming sunny, a high of 82, and for Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 59. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH in KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, Saturday, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com.
Off. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Boston Symphony Orchestra, led by Seiji Ozawa, along with cellist Jules Eskin, in a famous tune by Gabriel Fauré called Après un rêve, or After a Dream, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues here on a Friday afternoon until All Things Considered rolls around at 3 p.m. But between now and then, we have another performance on cello a bit later. Honor Bilsma playing music of one of the great romantics, Robert Schumann, and five pieces in the so-called popular style for cello and piano. Then it's Itzhak Perlman and Alexander Glazunov's violin concerto, all just ahead. Classical music continues, and thanks for joining us. Bernard Haitink is conductor of the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam for the next performance, and the music is by Felix Mendelssohn, who took a famous European tour around the year of 1829, a tour that included the British Isles and Scotland, a famous vacation that inspired a whole symphony, but it's not the only music that it did inspire. While on a boat about 50 miles off the Scottish coast on the Hebridean Isle of Staffa, Mendelssohn spotted a rocky island, which was supposedly once the site of an ancient medieval Scottish castle, home to a Scottish warrior king in the 3rd century. It inspired a concert overture which Mendelssohn originally called The Lonely Island, later renamed to The Hebrides Overture, and later still, Fingal's Cave. Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam takes us through it, next on KPR. It's been said that once Johannes Brahms had made the remark that he would have gladly have given all that he had written to have composed something like the Hebrides Overture, a concert overture from 1830 by Felix Mendelssohn, inspired by the same trip to the Scottish Islands that would inspire his Third Symphony. Bernard Haitink led the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:20, and in the second half of the hour, Violinist Itzhak Perlman is the headliner in Alexander Glazunov's Violin Concerto. Still to come on KPR here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival launch event, Saturday evening, September 7th at Cider Gallery in Lawrence. Kicking off a year of planning for an annual three-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at outdoorsunscripted.org. And the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man, Across the Spider-Verse, Live in Concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. A little chamber music for you next, music by Robert Schumann, who in the last hour I mentioned in the mid-19th century was involved in the creation of a number of different chamber music works, such as his piano quintet and quartet. And it was around that time as well that he found time to create these five short pieces for cello and piano, known as Im Volksten, or five pieces in the so-called popular style. Here's cellist Donner Bilsma and pianist Lambert Orcas on KPR. By Robert Schumann. And five pieces for cello and piano, written in Volksten, or in the popular style. Cellist Donner Bilsma, joined on piano by Lambert Orcas, today on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:38, and in a little over 20 minutes' time, it'll be 3 o'clock and time for All Things Considered from NPR News. A musical treat awaits you tonight at 7. Our next concert from the BBC Proms is at that time, and for this evening, The Last and Darkest Symphony by Johannes Brahms with the BBC Philharmonic, and that'll be balanced by the outpouring of joy that is Beethoven's Violin Concerto, featuring soloist Tobias Feldman. That'll be tonight on the BBC Proms, coming up at 7 p.m. this evening here on KPR. Who says that you can't watch radio? Right now at the KPR website, you'll find video of many live performances that we broadcast, including musicians from the Heartland Chamber Music Festival and Latitude 39. It's available in bite-sized segments, absolutely free, and you'll find it all at live.kansaspublicradio.org. We bring you next music of Alexander Glazunov, some of the most famous concert music of his, from 1904. Speaking of violin concertos, this one is Glazunov's Violin Concerto, which is comprised of several different movements, although the actual score contains no pauses or numbered sections, so it all blends seamlessly together. Zubin Mehta and the Israel Philharmonic with violinist Itzhak Perlman, next on KPR. Applause for violinist Itzhak Perlman and the Israel Philharmonic, led by Zubin Mehta, in the 1904 Violin Concerto by Alexander Glazunov, here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it's just about 3 p.m. That about does it for an afternoon of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. Glad you could stop by. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll visit again Monday at noon. But don't forget that there is a special treat for you this evening when we bring you the next concert from the BBC Proms, which gets underway tonight at 7. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3 o'clock.